So a big change is coming to Facebook, but it's not an adjustment to their destructive algorithm or any of the other ways that company is screwing up America. They'll in no way be less evil after this change. It's more like window dressing. So for more on the change, I'm joined by NBC News Radio senior national correspondent Michael Bauer. Michael, thanks so much for checking in. So what is Facebook up to now?
It's a whole new evil that you're going to see from Facebook here. It's Mark Zuckerberg who has a planned discussion coming up here on October 28th at Facebook's annual Connect conference, where there's a belief that he's going to discuss Facebook's rebranding at the company's conference. And an announcement could come before then. There's been a lot of buzz about a renaming, if you will, that Facebook is planning to give itself a new name, according to the company, to reflect its focus on the metaverse. And Ryan, for those of us who don't know what metaverse is, it's tough for us to go, oh, well, that makes sense then. If you're going to refocus on the metaverse, you need to have a new name. What is the metaverse again? And that's largely when you're looking at what at least Facebook has been doing as a brand. Is they, back in 2014, acquired the virtual reality headset maker, right? And since that time, they have been working with augmented reality and virtual reality. Now, metaverse is actually a term that was coined by a sci-fi novelist to describe this virtual world that people would escape to from a dystopian real world. So it was a virtual world they would go into to feel more relaxed and at ease. And that's largely what it looks as though Facebook has been doing, is trying to create a computer-generated environment where people can interact with each other, which, you know, that happens in life. But here, it's created. It's augmented reality. So it's either the integration of your life and kind of bringing digital stuff to it, or it's virtual reality where they've completely stripped everything out and you're looking at 3D worlds made by Facebook there, but they're working on that here. And they said from the get-go that Facebook was always going to be more than a social media company. Well, it seems kind of interesting that now's the time Mark Zuckerberg is really pushing that portion of things at a time when they are in the midst of some serious controversies on the social media element of those companies they work with. But don't look for this to change, you know, go into your phone and have to look for a new app instead of Facebook. Facebook, the app, will likely remain there.
Yeah.
But look for a change like they've done at Google, where you had the parent company made after Google had already had their success. They created Alphabet back in 2015 to be the parent company. That's what this looks like. This looks like Facebook will create an umbrella company that will oversee things like the Facebook app and Instagram and WhatsApp and Oculus will all be underneath this. So it'll be the family umbrella with all of the pieces of the Facebook family, only they're just not going to call it the Facebook family now.
The timing is fascinating because you have these Facebook whistleblowers who are testifying before Congress about the impact that Facebook is having on the lives of, you know, really all Americans who use it, but in particular, kids. And then you have this come out now. It's almost like you've got a car with engine problems and tire problems and interior problems, and you decide to get a paint job.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Now's the time to go, look over here. Yes, we know as a Facebook, as a company, that there have been scandals. We know that the reports came out that, among other things, we targeted the recruitment of younger users. We know that there was found to be studies that indicated Instagram was especially harmful for young girls, and that we knew that and that we hid that from the public. But look at these cool things over here.
Right.
It really does feel like it's sort of this, if you separate these elements and have them under a larger umbrella, supposedly, in theory, you'll be able to just deal with that one thing, or perhaps bury it as you need to, as the case may be. Like, you take your controversial cash cow business and social media and go, yeah, but look at all these other cool things we've got going over here to steer you away from those controversies. It really does kind of feel like that right now. Like, we have heard reports over the past week, like, if you thought that the whistleblower having things to say about some of this information was kind of scary, get ready for some of the stories that are going to be coming out, because Facebook's VP of communications put out on Twitter that there were 30 plus journalists finishing up coordinated series of articles based on thousands of pages of leaked documents. So it almost feels like there wouldn't be a better time to have something else in a shell game that you can point to. And it really does feel like that's exactly what's happening here with Mark Zuckerberg.
Well, and I'm wondering, and we might not know this yet, but I'm wondering if this is also a move to, in a sense, shield the broader company from any potential action that Congress might take against Facebook and maybe some of these other social media platforms. I don't know how that would potentially work, but I wonder if that's part of the calculation.
like having an LLC so that your company can get sued, but you, the individual, and it would be almost like saying, oh, well, Facebook has become this tiresome mess and we can't take it anymore. So we're either going to sell it off or we're going to blow it away because we've got these other things we've been focusing on would seem like the easy thing to do here. Yeah, it seems like you're setting it up for what could happen going forward, depending on the situation. You've got the ability to break this apart so that you can either work with it, face suits that come down from it, or perhaps even federal government having some sort of regulations that would come into play and still have, you know, enough ability to have other projects that are working well or that you hope are going to work well. So it does feel an awful lot like that right now.
Look, you could say a lot about Mark Zuckerberg, but he's not a stupid guy. I mean, we know that.
No.
And clearly there's a plan here. It's an interesting development this week. Michael Bauer, NBC News Radio senior national correspondent with the latest on Facebook's potential name change that could be coming real soon. Michael, really appreciate the time. Thanks so much for coming on.
You got it. Stay safe, Ryan.